3. Daenerys. Her brother held the gown up for her inspection.
This is beauty.
Touch it. Go on.
Caress the fabric. Dany touched it. The cloth was so smooth that it seemed to run through her fingers like water. She could not remember ever wearing anything so soft. It frightened her. She pulled her hand away.
Is it really mine?
A gift from the Magister Illyrio,
Viserys said, smiling. Her brother was in a high mood tonight.
The colour will bring out the violet in your eyes.
And you shall have gold as well,
and jewels of all sorts. Illyrio has promised. Tonight, you must look like a princess.
A princess? Dany thought. She had forgotten what that was like. Perhaps she had never really known.
Why does he give us so much?
She asked.
What does he want from us?
For nigh on half a year, they had lived in the Magister's house, eating his food, pampered by his servants. Dany was 13, old enough to know that such gifts seldom come without their price, here in the free city of Pentos.
Illyrio is no fool, Viserys said.
He was a gaunt young man, with nervous hands and a feverish look in his pale lilac eyes.
The Magister knows that I will not forget my friends when I come into my throne.
Dany said nothing.